This morning's scripture is from the Pentateuch, the Numbers 23, 13 to 26, Balaam's second oracle. So Balak said to him, "Come with me to another place from which you may see them. You shall see only part of them and shall not see them all. Then curse them for me from there." So he took him to the field of Zophron, to the top of Pisgah. He built 7 altars and offered a bull and a ram on each altar. Balaam said to Balak, "Stand here beside your burnt offerings while I meet the Lord over there." The Lord met Balaam, put a word into his mouth and said, "Return to Balak, and this is what you shall say." When he came to him, he was standing beside his burnt offerings with the officials of Moab. Balak said to him, "What has the Lord said?" Then Balaam uttered his oracle, saying, "Rise, Balak, and hear. Listen to me, O son of Zippor. God is not a human that he should lie, or a mortal that he should change his mind. Has he promised, and will he not do it? Has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? See, I received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revoke it. He has not beheld misfortune in Jacob, nor has he seen trouble in Israel. The Lord their God is with them, acclaimed as a king among them. God who brings them out of Egypt is like the horns of a wild ox for them. Surely there is no enchantment against Jacob, no divination against Israel. Now it shall be said of Jacob and Israel, 'See what God has done.' Look, a people rising up like a lioness and rousing itself like a lion. It does not lie down until it has eaten the prey and drunk the blood of the slain." Then Balak said to Balaam, "Do not curse them at all, and do not bless them at all." But Balaam answered Balak and said, "Did I not speak to you, saying, 'Whatever the Lord says, that is what I must do'?" The word of the Lord for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.